briefly on this, Japan's rugby team might have helped lift the spirits of the huge numbers of people involved in the cleanup of the devastation caused by Typhoon Hagibis. The deadly storm claimed at least 31 lives and left thousands of residents stranded after it made landfall on the country's main island on Saturday. It's been recorded as one of the worst to hit the country in recent history and, of course, caused disruptions to the Rugby World Cup games, some of which were cancelled due to safety concerns. And tens of thousands of troops and rescue workers have been busy saving residents cut off by flood waters and clean-up. What do you reckon, Carl? I mean, did we underestimate the power of the storm? There were more headlines about the rugby match has been delayed and cancelled than there were about the potential devastation, wasn't there?
Well, I just wonder whether this is going to happen more and more because of climate change. To be honest, I don't know. It's very sad thing to happen.
Yes, because there are these super typhoons coming. Someone commented, a bit mentioned. We'll be having to sort of think about this in terms of preparation a lot more in the future.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Connor?
Oh, well, look, the weather, as we know, can cause massive devastation when it feels like it, and it's done that for millions of years. I mean, I guess a good part of the story, and it's tragic that, you know, these 30 people were, killed, and no doubt many more were injured. But for Japan, the good part of its story, and I'm not being glib by this, is that Japan beat Scotland. And so they can all, wake up this morning and feel a lot happier about the rugby part of what's happening in Japan at the moment, but obviously, devastated about what the weather's doing to them.
It was almost the perfect response, to those who are critical of disruptions, wasn't it? You know, winning over Scotland to make it through for the first time ever to the Rugby World Cup quarterfinals. And, Carlo, it's always nice to see the smaller underdogs score winners. I mean, it was aside from the typhoons, it was an extraordinary game and an extraordinary thing for Japan for this
absolutely,
to happen, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, wonderful. I'm not going to say anything about how many Tongans are in the Japanese team. Just quietly.
There's that too, huh?
Yep.
I mean, speaking of underdog, though, I mean, seeing Tonga do so well in rugby in the last sort of few years.
Well, we just beat the United States. Wahoo. It's like the only platform in the world where we would meet the United States. So I'm pretty happy about that, too.
So have you been following the Rugby World Cup this time round, Carla?
I just admitted to Wallace that this is the first time I've tapped into the Rugby World Cup. And so, therefore, I have no right to an opinion because everyone else around me are, like, following it avidly.
Yeah.
So I think I shall say nothing more.
Okay, yeah. Well, what about you, Connor? Are you
shame on me.
Have you tapped into this Rugby World Cup? And if so, has it lived up to your expectations or not?
Yeah, look, I have tapped into it, and I actually was one of the latecomers to the Spark app, and so I've been watching a few games on that. I think it has lived up to expectations, but I think the games coming up are going to be pretty good, and you talk about the underdog. I'm particularly looking forward to the Australians beating the English because the English are very confident and the Australians are not quite so much, and it's always good to see the England team put in their place, hopefully. But I have really enjoyed it. But I have to say, Wallace, I also last year I also really enjoyed the Soccer World Cup. I was travelling a lot overseas and I was in hotels a lot and I was watching that. And again, over there they had the underdog and the local team, which was Russia, going a lot better than everyone expected. And that just adds an extra bit of flavour and energy to the whole competition, I think. And that's what's so great about Japan. I mean, I was really hoping that they would win and it's great that they have.
Yeah, because you have travelled a bit throughout this part of the world, haven't you, Connor, in terms of on business. So you can only imagine being in Japan, as a person who's a citizen of that country going, oh, my goodness, how far can this go for us?
Yeah, exciting.
Well, also it's something that they're not that familiar with. So to be, it's like New Zealand when we're really good at something that no one's really heard of. We get behind the team, don't we? Because it's our team, it's our guys or girls out there doing whatever it is they're doing. So I think it's fantastic that they're going well. And I hope they beat South Africa. And they've done it before and they can do it again.